The moment Hayden Brown declared Upwork remote first in early 2020, she couldn't have known how prescient her decision would become. What seemed progressive for her billion-dollar company with employees across 800 cities would soon become mainstream reality for organizations worldwide. The pandemic merely accelerated a transformation decades in the making. Work is something you do, not somewhere you go. This shift has fundamentally altered how we think about productivity, collaboration, and leadership. Remote work isn't just surviving, it's often thriving. When Chinese travel company Ctrip allowed employees to work remotely, productivity jumped 13.5% and turnover dropped by half. Stanford economist Nicholas Bloom found that one-third of these gains came from quieter environments, while two-thirds resulted from working longer hours without commutes. The evidence is compelling. Remote work can outperform traditional arrangements, but only when leaders intentionally create the conditions for success. What makes remote teams succeed when others fail? The answer lies in three fundamental elements. First, shared understanding. Team members must comprehend each other's expertise, tasks, contexts, and preferences without the natural absorption that happens in physical proximity. This requires creating unstructured time for personal conversations and ensuring equal access to technology and information. Second, shared identity. The extent to which members feel they belong to the same group. When people identify with a team, it shapes their behavior, reduces conflict, and enhances performance. For remote teams, superordinate goals that require universal participation are key to creating this unity. Third, shared purpose transforms work from mere tasks into meaningful contribution. The most inspiring purposes involve a fight worth joining: revolutionary, changing the status quo; underdog, challenging established players; or ally, helping customers win their battles. People don't want to join companies, they want to join crusades. Consistently connecting individual work to this larger purpose strengthens team identity despite physical distance. When Frank van Massenhove took over the Belgian Ministry of Social Security, he gave employees unprecedented autonomy, including remote work options. The results were remarkable: 18% productivity increase in 3 years, fewer sick days, improved gender balance, and applications per position jumping from 3 to 60. The key wasn't just remote work, but a culture of freedom and trust. For remote teams, individual team culture outweighs company-wide culture. Google's research found team interactions mattered more than team composition, with 5 elements distinguishing top performers: dependability, structure and clarity, meaning, impact, and psychological safety. This last element, feeling safe to be vulnerable and authentic, proved crucial. In hospitals, Amy Edmondson discovered that wards with better leaders reported higher error rates, not because more mistakes occurred, but because psychological safety allowed nurses to admit errors, enabling team learning. Trust isn't merely emotional, but chemical, linked to oxytocin levels. For remote teams, building trust means creating opportunities for members to both feel trusted and act trustingly. Remote hiring requires candidates with job skills plus collaboration, communication, and self-motivation abilities that match your culture. Automatic exemplifies this with their audition approach. After initial screening, promising candidates join real project teams, working on actual tasks with full permissions while receiving fair market wages. This reveals how well they communicate, collaborate, and handle feedback. Communication is crucial for remote team success. Research by Riedel and Woolley found that bursty communication, alternating between synchronous conversation and asynchronous focused work, determines remote team quality. When interviewing, look for strong written communication skills and comfort with video interaction. Self-motivation is equally important. The Ctrip study showed productivity increased when employees could choose their work environment. Those who wanted remote work thrived at home, while others performed better in the office. For onboarding, prioritize connection over documentation. Keith Rolag's research found that building relationships with colleagues better predicted success than information-heavy approaches. Schedule welcome video chats, have team members send personalized notes, and ensure equipment arrives before the start date. Begin and end their first day with one-on-one meetings, checking in again after 1 month and one quarter. Remote work often breeds loneliness, a challenge with serious health consequences, as weak social connections can reduce lifespan equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Research shows remote workers can build meaningful relationships by establishing cadence, understanding colleagues' work patterns, and anticipating interactions. Despite being fully remote, Buffer organizes annual company-wide retreats where Bufferoos gather to discuss strategy while building personal bonds, balancing structured meetings with unstructured social time. When teams work separately, coordination becomes essential. Set clear expectations about communication methods and frequency, balancing effective discussion with time for actual work. Make asynchronous communication your default. Write clearly with simple sentences, avoid jargon, request confirmation when needed, and set firm deadlines. Add positive language, since written messages are often interpreted more negatively than intended. Contrary to common belief, research shows voice-only communication produces higher empathic accuracy than video calls. In experiments comparing different communication methods, participants consistently gauged emotions more accurately without visual input. For emotional understanding, the voice proves more revealing than the eyes. For effective virtual meetings, develop clear, purposeful agendas. Include only essential participants. Create question-based discussion points. Open rooms early for socialization. Assign a dedicated note-taker, use time boxing to maintain focus, and end with specific action items including owners and deadlines. While creativity is often perceived as solitary, the most effective creative work happens in teams through structured problem-solving. Remote teams can excel at creative collaboration by dividing the process into three distinct meetings: a problem meeting to identify the core issue and constraints, an idea meeting to generate solutions, and a decision meeting to evaluate options and commit to action. To foster team connections, leaders should create unstructured time for both work and personal interactions. Effective approaches include digital fika, randomly pairing teammates for short social breaks, virtual shared meals, partner work sprints where teammates video conference while working independently together, designated office hours, and team rituals that build group identity. Performance management in remote work should focus on outcomes rather than presence. Successful remote leaders emphasize results instead of using monitoring software. At Actionable.co, this means working out loud, with the year organized into trimesters and six-week sprints with multi-level targets. The strongest motivator is progress. Harvard professor Teresa Amabile found employees were most productive when they experienced advancement in meaningful work. This progress principle shows that as people move toward goals, their effort increases. Remote leaders must create visible progress markers through regular check-ins and team updates. Historically, talent went where the jobs were. Now, jobs go where the talent is, says Aaron Bolzel of Tulsa Remote, whose program offers $10,000 to remote workers relocating to Tulsa. Its success demonstrates people want to build work around their lives, not the reverse. Remote work represents a rebalancing between employers and employees. People no longer need to build lives around work or move to expensive cities for careers. Talent can live where they choose while contributing meaningfully. Companies benefit through broader talent pools, increased productivity, and better retention. The future belongs to those who can lead from anywhere.